Boy, weekend Cactus League baseball, nothing better than that. And our guest, boy, he was a baseball writer, probably still is, for, I think, over 30 years and has retired from the San Francisco Chronicle and the Giants beat, and that is Henry Shulman. Henry, how are you?
I'm doing great, Marty. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm enjoying spring training, but I'm missing you being down here. How are you dealing with not being at spring training?
Yeah, you know, it really is. I mean, I haven't missed it. I missed the weather. That's the only thing. And even then, yesterday it was warmer in Burlingame than it was in Scottsdale. I love spring training. I love the sort of informality of it. And the fact that informality is not possible with all the Zoom interviews and all that, it's just something I'm glad I'm not a part of, to be honest.
Henry, Bill Lasky here. How are you doing, my friend? And good hearing your voice, neighbor. I know I've seen you around Burlingame here and there, but a couple of things that came to mind. You wrote a great piece about some of the restaurants in Scottsdale, Arizona. They're no longer there, and the heritage and all the mystique of seeing players and coaches and managers and other teams at mostly all these restaurants, and now they're all closed. In your mind, what's next? What can Scottsdale, Arizona do to bring all these fans back into it?
Well, you know, I mean, I think the point of the story that, and this is on a blog, I write a blog now that I don't have an employer, and it's called San Francisco Ball Scribe, and people can find it just by Googling San Francisco Ball Scribe. I think the point of what I wrote was that, it is too bad that places like the Pink Pony and Don and Charlie's and they're not there anymore. The Italian Grotto, and it's sad that some of the people who have not been to spring training can't go to these sort of institutions. But my point was that all of these places were a product of their times and the people who ran them. And these were not big corporate restaurants. These were four individual people who ran these three restaurants. And with them gone, they're really almost like it'd be difficult to imagine these restaurants. So the future then is just people have to make their own new traditions at new places. Scottsdale is a wonderful place. Scottsdale has so many restaurants. When I'm down there for spring training in a normal year, when you can go out to dinner, I have trouble on a daily basis deciding which one I'm going to go to and, you know, which I'm going to miss. And I think people need to create their own traditions. It's a new, it's a new generation of people, new generation of restaurants or things to do. And, it's okay to miss those places, but let's not mourn them. And let's, it's not the worst. It's not the worst thing in the world because, the people who ran them, a couple of them are retired. Three of them are retired. One of them's passed on. So I think it's time that we move on.
Henry, it's interesting. Another analogy listening to that answer. You know, look, you covered Bonds, you covered the Giants in the 90s, the World Series teams, and right up to this spring, really. This is your first one you're missing. What about the change in Giants baseball from the Brian Sabian era to where we are today? What do you think about it, and is it going to be successful?
Well, I mean, this is going to be the year that tells us. I've always looked at a rebuild as sort of like, I don't know if you guys ever watch golf on TV or are familiar with like the PGA, and a Saturday on a PGA tournament, which is the third round, they call it moving day because that's the day that, you know, you've sort of built up what you've done over the first couple of days. And Saturday, the third day, is the day you either move into contention and show that, you know, your good work is going to maybe pay off in a victory on Sunday, or you fall out of it. And I look at rebuilds the same way. I think the first 2 years, you're really just sort of building up a system. And then by the third year, you really should be able to make that move. And I think this will be the year that we find out, because I think this is going to be the year that some of these top prospects are going to have to come up and at least show a little bit about what they have to give hope for the future. And I mean, it's obviously different. If this were a Brian Sabian team, he probably would have gone out and we'd probably be seeing the Giants with a $200 million payroll, trying to at least stay competitive with the Padres and Dodgers and try and bring fans in the stands with some names. And, I mean, that's not what they're doing right now. they're just trying to put a competitive product on the field, getting all these sort of journeyman players, and just waiting for the Ramoses and the Lucianos and the Barts and the Baileys and the Wilsons, and Shelleys and Coreys and whatnot to get to the majors and really create something for the years to come. And I mean, I kind of like it.
Henry Schumann joining Talking Baseball with Marty and I this morning. Staying on that same subject, Henry, is the one-year contracts. You're not seeing multi-year contracts, LaStella being the only one this year. Is this something that we're going to see more of in the free agent market, just giving them 1 year to see if they can amp back up to where they were?
Yeah, I don't think so, because I think if the rebuild works the way it's supposed to, you know, it'll be like more like the Dodgers and the Cubs. And the Cubs, I think, are a better example. This is what the Cubs did. You know, when they started their rebuild under Theo Epstein, they gave out a lot of 1 year contracts. And then when they were on the cusp of winning before the 2015, 2016 season, then they went out and then they, you know, they did some multi-year deals, you know, with different players. The Dodgers never gave out more than a 1 year deal, 2 year deal. And they got criticized in the press for it for being cheap, which is kind of ridiculous given how much money they spend. But, you know, once they, once they were on the cusp of something big, they did start spending. And they, you know, I mean, Mookie Betts is a great example. And I think the Giants are going to be, I mean, the Giants are going to have so much money to spend after this season with big contracts coming off the books. I think you're going to see more effort to sign some of these big money players to longer term deals.
You know, it made me think, Henry, about baseball and changing and all the rules they're going to try to put in the minor leagues and stuff, the shift and all that. But you know something? This is the 1 year anniversary of the pandemic, and baseball hasn't said a word. Now, basketball did, hockey did, NFL did. Baseball hasn't said anything about this anniversary. Does that sound strange to you?
You know what? I didn't even know it was the anniversary until the other day when I looked up, you know, what I wrote back then. I don't know. I mean, we all know it was about this time. I'm not sure that baseball had to say anything. I mean, I think that, I think it would be good if baseball actually did some of the stuff that the other sports did over the winter and really tried to honor some of the, you know, the frontline workers, maybe on opening day, each team, reserve 1,000 or 2,000 tickets, to give out to, EMTs and hospital workers and police and fire and all the people who, put their lives on the line just to make society run. I'd rather see them do that than just put out some sort of statement.
All right. Well said. Henry, it's interesting, the media. Now, part of what I do, what you did, Andy, Kerry, and Maria, everybody else, you know, you'd interchange with the players. You'd sit in the dugout. We'd all talk and all that, but we don't have that. Is that coming back at some point as more people are vaccinated and more people come into the ballpark? Will the media be a beneficiary of it?
Yeah, I don't see that happening this year. And really, frankly, I'm afraid because we're in a collective bargaining agreement coming up, collective bargaining agreement year. And one of the things that has happened in my career, during my career, is that every time there's a new collective bargaining agreement, the media end up losing some access. That's one thing that the owners can always give the players that doesn't cost them any money. Oh, well, you don't want guys, you don't want guys to come into the locker room after the games and just bring a guy into the interview room. Okay, let's do that. It worked with Zoom. You don't want 50 minutes of access before the game. All right, we'll make it 30 minutes. And I think that would be really sad because, I mean, baseball, even though we have so many outlets for writing now with the internet, even social media, baseball is still a game of oral tradition. It's still a game of stories being handed down from one person to the next. And you can't get that in Zooms. You can only get that when you pull up a chair and you sit beside someone. And that's how you get really good stories. The stories that people like to read on the internet are often stories that just come up because you had a chat with somebody and the person said something like, oh, my goodness, did you hear about this, this, and this? And you know, I think we're losing that. And I don't think we're going to see very many one-on-one interviews. I'm hoping that in the new collective bargaining agreement, they don't eliminate what access we already had.
Well, Henry, it's great to have you on. I welcome you anytime. I hope we can do this as the season progresses. You're a good voice of baseball. Is it Ball Scribe? Tell me where to find you.
Yeah, it's two words. It's called San Francisco Ball Scribe. You just have to Google it like that. Four words, San Francisco Ball Scribe. It'll be the first thing up. And I started this blog about 10, 11 years ago just as an outlet to do non-baseball stuff. I sort of let it, you know, lapse after a while. But now that I'm, now that I'm not working and I need an outlet for writing, I've posted a couple of things just in the time I've retired, and I'll do more.
Beautiful. Henry, have a good day, and you're welcome anytime. Thank you.
All right. Thanks, both of you.
Okay. Bill, you've got a good post game today, extra innings. Tell us about it.
Yeah, first thing, though, Marty, we can't forget to wish Will Clark a happy birthday. He turned 57 today, so happy birthday to Will.
And the time change tomorrow. Don't forget, clocks go ahead. Right.
California moving forward, back on daylight savings time. Lamont Wade Jr. had sat down with him this week and had a real nice conversation. What a class person he is. What a great guy they picked up from the Minnesota Twins for Sean Anderson. So looking forward to introducing Lamont Wade Jr. to Giant fans on the postgame show.
Beautiful. Have a great day, Bill. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock. Everyone will be on the same time tomorrow. Have a good day, everybody. More coming up right here on the Sports Leader.